personal freedom and happiness. Isn't that what we're all searching for? Today we will explore the four agreements that can help lead you there. This service is the result of a winning bid of a silent auction item by Kathy Gorski. Kathy had mentioned to me that several people in the church had read the book and it resonated. So she thought it would be a good message to share for all. First, a little background about the Toltec tradition and the author, Don Miguel Ruiz. Thousands of years ago, the Toltec were known throughout southern Mexico as women and men of knowledge. Anthropologists have spoken of the Toltec as a race, but they were in fact scientists and artists who formed a society to explore and conserve the spiritual knowledge and practices of the ancient ones. They came together as masters, or Nahuals, and students of Teotihuacan, the ancient city of pyramids outside Mexico City, known as the place where man became God. Over the millennia, the Nahuals were forced to conceal their ancestral wisdom and maintain its existence in obscurity. Though it remained veiled in secrecy for hundreds of years, ancient prophecies foretold of a coming age when it would be necessary to return the wisdom to the people. Now Don Miguel Ruiz, a Nahual from the Eagle Knight lineage, has been guided to share with us the powerful teachings of the Toltec. Toltec knowledge arises from the same essential unity of truth as all the sacred esoteric traditions found around the world. Though it is not a religion, it honors all the spiritual masters who have taught on earth. While it does embrace spirit, it is most accurately described as a way of life, distinguished by the ready accessibility of happiness and love. Don Miguel tells of a man 3,000 years ago who realized through a dream that he and all of us are light, and that God was everything, and that everything was God. The real us is pure love, pure light, he said. Now, before we get into the four agreements, we need to understand domestication and the dream of the planet. The dream of the planet is a collective dream of billions of smaller dreams, which together create a dream of a family, a community, a city, a country, and all of whole humanity. The dream of the planet includes all of society's rules, its laws, its beliefs, its religions, its different cultures and ways to be, its governments, schools, social events, and holidays. The outside dream uses our parents, the schools, and religion to teach us how to dream. We learned how to behave in society, what to believe, what not to believe, what is acceptable, what is not acceptable, what is good and bad, what is beautiful and ugly, what is right and wrong. As children, we didn't have the opportunity to choose what we believe, but we agreed with the information that was passed on to us. Every time we accepted this information, this was an agreement. This is called the domestication of humans. Through a system of punishments and rewards, we are trained to believe and do what is right and wrong. This domestication is so strong that we become our own domesticator. We are an auto-domesticated animal. Our inner judge bases everything on the laws and rules we have been taught. There is another part of us that receives the judgments, and this part is called the victim. The victim carries the blame, the guilt, and the shame. This makes it difficult for us to accept new concepts. We often judge them against our old beliefs. As humans, we have a great memory, and we use this to punish ourselves over and over for a single mistake. This is not justice. We create our own hell in our minds. All of humanity is searching for truth, justice, and beauty. We search for truth because we only believe the lies we have in our head. We search for justice because in our system we have no justice. We search for beauty because no matter how beautiful a person is, we don't really believe that person has beauty. During the process of domestication, we form an image of what perfection is and then measure ourselves against that. This leads to self-loathing, self-judging. We need to create a new dream. We have made thousands of agreements with ourselves that limit us. If we can see it is our agreements that rule our own life, and we don't like the dream of our life, we need to change our agreements. There are four very powerful agreements that will help break all those old agreements that come from fear and deplete our energy. You will need a strong will to adopt the four agreements. But if you can begin to live your life with these agreements, the transformation in your life will be amazing. Instead of living in a dream of hell, you will be creating a new dream, your personal dream of heaven. The first agreement is the most important one and the most difficult one to honor. The first agreement is to be impeccable with your word. Why your word? Your word is the power that you have to create. The word is a force. It is the power you have to express and communicate, to think and therefore create the events of your life. Think of the power of the words of Adolf Hitler to affect millions of lives, or the message we heard in the story for all ages of the impact of our words. You see, the human mind is a very fertile ground where seeds are continually being planted. You plant a seed and it grows. During our domestication, our parents and siblings gave their opinions about us without even necessarily thinking about their impact. We believe some of these negative opinions, like not being good at sports or music or writing or school. We tell someone that they are ugly. They believe it. And they grow up with the idea that they are ugly. We spend our whole lives believing that we are ugly or stupid or not good enough. Impeccable means faultless, flawless, irreproachable. The Latin root means without sin. And a sin is anything that you do which goes against yourself. Being impeccable with your word is not using your word against yourself. Not just in what you tell yourself in your head. And I know for me, this is an area where all this negative self-talk, and many of you may struggle with it as well, can really limit us from what we can be. But as we talk to others, if I call you stupid, it appears that I am using the word against you. But you're going to hate me, and I have anger towards me, which in the end is not good for me. Gossip spreads negative things about all those we gossip about, including the loved ones closest to us. We internalize negative things said about us. Be impeccable with your word. This is the first agreement that you should make if you want to be free, if you want to be happy. Use the word to share your love, beginning with yourself. Tell yourself how wonderful you are, how great you are. Use the word to break all those agreements that make you suffer. You can attain the kingdom of heaven from this one agreement. Be impeccable with your word. The second agreement, don't take anything personally. If you agree with what others say about you, you take it personally. You agree and become trapped in the dream of hell. What causes you to be trapped is what we called personal importance, believing that everything is about me, when in reality, it isn't. Almost nothing that people do is because of you. Even when a situation seems personal, like a direct insult, it is simply the other person's opinion based on their own agreements that they received during domestication. Others' opinion is just that. It's their opinion based on their own experiences. If you can live without fear, if you love, there is no place for any of the negative emotions of anger, hate, jealousy, or sadness. You will then feel good. Everything around you is good. You are loving everything that is all around you because you are loving yourself. When we really see other people as they are, without taking it personally, we can never be hurt by what they say or do. Even if they lie to you, it is okay, because they are lying because they are afraid. If you can make this second agreement a habit, you will find that nothing can put you back into your personal hell. The whole world can gossip about you, and if you don't take it personally, you are immune. The third agreement is don't make assumptions. We have the tendency to make assumptions about everything. The problem is that we believe they are the truth. We make assumptions about what others are thinking or doing. We take it personally when we blame them and react by sending emotional poison from our word. It is always better to ask questions than to make an assumption, because assumptions set us up for suffering. Example, you're walking in the mall and you see a person you like. This person turns to you, smiles, and then walks away. You can make a lot of assumptions about the situation, but you really don't know what the person's intentions or motives were. Making assumptions in our relationships is really asking for problems. Often we make the assumption that our partner knows what we think we want and don't have to say what we want. We assume they're going to do what we want because they know us so well. If they don't do what we assume they should do, we feel so hurt and say, "You should have known." Often in a relationship, we make the assumption, "My love will change this person." But this is not true. Your love will not change anybody. People change only because they want to. This lack of change will lead to emotional pain. Real love is accepting people the way they are without trying to change them. Much better to find someone you don't have to change at all. The way to keep yourself from making assumptions is to ask questions. Make sure the communication is clear. If you don't understand, ask. The day you stop making assumptions, you will communicate cleanly and clearly, free of emotional poison. Without making assumptions, your word becomes impeccable. All human problems could be resolved if we could just have good, clear communication. Continue to develop this habit by asking questions and expressing exactly what you want. The fourth agreement, always do your best. This agreement is about the action of the first three. Always do your best. Your best is not always going to be the same. Your best may be great in the morning when you are awake and refreshed, but not as good when you are tired. Your best will be different when you are sick compared to healthy, or sober as opposed to drunk. As you build the habit of the four new agreements, your best will become better. If you always do your best, there is no way you can judge yourself. It is the action that is going to make you feel intensely happy. Doing your best is taking action because you love it, not because you're expecting a reward. Working because you love the accomplishment, not just a paycheck. If you work for just a paycheck, this makes your work life, which is a significant amount of time, miserable. Conversely, if you take action just for the sake of doing it, you will find your every action, you will find joy in every action you do. God is life. God is life in action. The best way to say, "I love you, God," is to live your life doing your best. The best way to say thank you, God, is by letting go of the past and living in the present moment, right here and now. Letting go of the past means you can enjoy that a dream that is happening right now. You were born with the right to be happy. You were born with the right to love, to enjoy, and to share your love. Don't resist life passing through you, because that is God passing through you. Say no when you want to say no, and say yes when you want to say yes. The first three agreements will only work if you do your best. Don't expect that you will always be impeccable with your word. Your routine habits are too strong and firmly rooted in your mind. Don't expect that you will never take anything personally. Just do your best. Don't expect that you will never make another assumption. Just do your best. If you do your best, always, over and over again, you will become a master of transformation. Practice makes the master. Everything you have learned through repetition. You're a master of speaking your language because you practiced. Action is what makes the difference. The Toltec path to freedom, breaking our old agreements. We are not really free. We stop ourselves from being free. If we can see a child of two or three, we find a free human. They do whatever they want to do. They are wild and undomesticated. And if we observe these humans, we find that most of the time, they have a big smile on their face. They are having fun. They're exploring their world. They are not afraid to play. They are afraid when they are hungry, when some of their needs are not met. But they don't worry about the past. Don't care about the future. And only live in the present moment. But what has happened with the adult human? Why are we so different? Why are we not wild? What has happened is that we have the book of the law, the big judge and the victim who rule our lives. We are no longer free because the judge, the victim, and the belief system don't allow us to be who we really are. The real you is still a little child who never grew up. Sometimes that little child comes out when you are having fun or playing, when you feel happy, when you are painting or writing poetry or playing the piano or expressing yourself in some way. These are the happiest moments in our lives when the real you comes out. When you don't care about the past or the future, you are childlike. But there is something that changes all that. We call these responsibilities. The judge says, wait a second, you are responsible. You have things to do. You have to go to school. You have to work. You have to make a living. Our face changes and we become serious again. If you ever watch children play adults, you will see their face change to the serious one. We are still children, but we have lost our freedom. The freedom we are looking for is the freedom to be ourselves, to express ourselves. But if we look at our lives, we will see that most of the time we do things to please others, just to be accepted. The worst part is that most of us are not even aware that we are not free. The first step towards personal freedom is awareness. It is important for you to master your own dream. That is why the Toltecs became dream masters. To be Toltec is a way of life. A way of life with no leaders and followers, where you have your own truth and live your own truth. A Toltec becomes wise, becomes wild, and becomes free again. There are three masteries that lead people to become Toltecs. First is this mastery of awareness. This is to be aware of who we really are with all the possibilities. The second is the mastery of transformation, how to change, how to be free of domestication. The third is the mastery of intent. Intent is that part of life that makes transformation of energy possible. It is the one living being that seamlessly encompasses all energy, or what we call God. Intent is life itself. It is unconditional love. The mastery of intent is therefore the mastery of love. In conclusion, you can achieve heaven on earth as described in the first reading. First, you must be aware of your domestication, your fears, your victim, your judge, and then you should practice the four agreements. One, be impeccable with your word to yourself and to others. Two, don't take anything personally. Three, don't make assumptions. And four, always do your best. If you want more information, this is a pretty easy and quick read. Don Miguel has companion workbooks and illustrated books, and lots of other materials is available as well.